Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings, and you've got a cocktail for us on Cheers. Imagine that.
Shocking, I know. So we're coming up to the end of Black History Month, and I wanted to make sure that we gave a shout out to some of the amazing black bartenders who have worked in the past and the present. And so today I've got a Gin Daisy, and this comes courtesy of the first celebrity bartender in America, who was an African-American named Cato Alexander.
We heard about him from our talk with Amas Muhammad last year.
That's right. But last year we made one of Amas's own drinks, so this year I wanted to give Cato a moment in the spotlight.
So this is his drink, the Gin Daisy.
We don't know if he invented it or if it was just a drink of the time, but it was definitely the sort of thing that people would be drinking when they went to Cato's house, which was his bar that he opened in 1810 outside New York City.
It's nice that we have that history. What's the drink like?
So it's got 2 ounces of gin, an ounce of grenadine, and I really recommend using your own homemade grenadine for this.
Actually, we've got a recipe. We'll link to it when we put this online.
Great. Half an ounce of lime juice. So I combine those in a shaker, shake them up with some ice, and then strain them into a Collins glass or a highball glass. Top it off with 2 ounces of club soda and some ice to fill up the glass. And it's an easy drinking, delicious cocktail.
What kind of gin did you use?
I used the Railroad Gin from Detroit City Distillery today.
Why that one?
Honestly, so you know how some people buy their wines by the label? You know, they want the one with the funny animal on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just really like the label on this gin. It has a really classic old kind of feel to it and sort of made me think of history and Cato Alexander.
All right. When a cocktail instructor starts buying gin by the label, I guess we're all safe, right?
And I know it's a delicious gin, right?
So this is the Gin Daisy. I'm going to take a little sip.
So just to, while you sip on that, tell you a little bit more about Cato Alexander. So he was actually born a slave, but gained his freedom at age 19 through New York's passing of the Act for the General Abolition of Slavery. And that sort of led the way to him eventually opening up his own place, which attracted a huge amount of attention. People would travel from near and far, especially seeking out the drinks and the food. His curried oysters were really famous, and cocktails like this Gin Daisy.
This Gin Daisy doesn't taste like it has alcohol in it at all to me. It's refreshing, it's light, it's really tasty. That grenadine really shines, but that could be dangerous. You should make sure you limit yourself ahead of time.
Right, or just remember this in the summer when you need a porch drink. This is totally a porch drink.
So that's the Gin Daisy from Cato's house. We found a drawing of Cato's house that we'll put online as well, but we couldn't find a picture of Cato. That's too bad, actually.
Cheers to Cato and to all the African-American bartenders working hard then and now.
I'll drink to that.
Cheers.